I turned him loose in that road again. He went home.
When we were talking about hogs yesterday, I meant to ask you if a farmer doesn't want his male hog to grow up to be a boar, he'd say he'd do what to him?
Circumcised, in other words, trim them.
That's it.
You know.
Would he call it anything different? It wouldn't be a boar then, it'd be a...
It'd be a bar. Like a bar out there. Change it from a boar to a bar.
Is there any difference, like if you were going to slaughter a hog, would you slaughter a boar?
No. You wouldn't get along so well with that.
Why is that?
Because it's strong. They got a musk. And it upsets them. And the meat's no good. You smelt them, I reckon, but the meat will taste like a smell.
Hmm.
Like a boar. You can't eat them.
So you got to trim
them? You have to make a bar out of them so you can eat them. Yeah. That's strange about that, but that's what you have to do.
That's interesting.
Now you can take a bull and you can kill him and take your knife and cut them off real quick. Tell me and he'll be all right. Like a steer, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Well, talking about farm animals, what would you call the place where chickens live on the farm?
You'd have to call it a chicken house or a fowl house. Either one, it'll go either one, fowl house or a chicken house.
Is there anything that chickens live in that you call a coop?
They call it a coop, yeah. Uh-huh. Some people call them chicken boxes, but the right name is chicken coop. Yeah.
What about a chicken that's sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something? What would you call it?
Well, they call it the hen set. So many eggs, you know. Hen sets on so many eggs.
She'd be a set?
She'd be a set, yeah.
Set me?
Called a setting hen.
You know, talking about a chicken, when a woman fries chicken, there's usually a piece that children like to get, so one can grab hold of one end and one on the other.
Yeah, that's called a bully bone. Yeah.
You ever do that?
Yeah, some of them take it and put that piece over one door and something on it, and the other over the other, and whoever walks on it, a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that's the one you're going to marry, they claim.
Oh, that's the way it works.
Yeah, that's what that's all about. In other words, the main thing about it, when you pull this pulley bone apart, this pulley bone's, one of the others going to get the biggest piece because it's going to break off little on one side or the other. And the one that gets the biggest piece, I believe, is the one's going to marry first.
Right.
I think it's the way it goes. And so when you pull them, that's what you got in mind.
Right.
And it works. I mean, the bones break one side, one thing, and the other.
Right.
And they claim that that's what that's for.
Right. Ask about this expression. Say if you're on a farm and you hear your animals start carrying on, they're getting hungry, you might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's right on to...
Yeah, yeah, those cows lowing out, you know, they are getting hungry. Time to feed them. We better get to do something about it.
What time do you call that? You say it's just about?
Oh, it's about, well, say 5 o'clock.
That's feeding time?
Yeah, 5 o'clock, or maybe 6 o'clock, 5:30.
Is that what they would call it, feeding time?
Yeah, they call it feeding time, yeah.
That's it, yeah. Say, if you were riding on a horse and you wanted to get him started, what would you say to him?
You cut to him.
That get him going?
That get him going.
Uh-huh.
You know what's coming.
Yeah.
Pull up on your bride.
What if you want to get him to stop?